it really started out like any normal song. I didn't plan on using the song to propose to her.
Right.
And then I had the idea. We didn't finish the song the first day that we sat down to write.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't even finish it the second day that we sat down to write. And I had the idea. I said, you know, I plan on proposing to my wife in the next couple months. Maybe we could write a proposal in the song, and then that's really when the second verse kind of took shape, because everything we wrote in it is exactly how it happened. You know, I bought the emerald cut diamond that she was dying to have. I hid it on my side of the sink, back behind a bunch of stuff in one of my drawers there, because I knew she wouldn't go on my side ever, so I kept it in there. We wrote that in there like that, and then obviously third verse popped out incredibly fast. I told the guys I plan on proposing to her in her parents' backyard in Portland, Oregon, and that's exactly how we wrote it in there. And to be quite honest with you, I used the song, obviously, the day that I proposed, all that kind of stuff, did a music video to it, but had no idea that it was ever going to make its way to the radio and become a number one and all that kind of stuff. In fact, I had only planned on playing it for Lauren, and then I put that video out there that I had kind of self-made for her with the song to it, and people just kind of took to it. And I guess the coolest part about the whole thing for me was people taking that song and making it their own story and using it to propose to their girlfriend at the time. And and at the shows, every single night I had a proposal on stage. So to see people kind of react to a song that way and take it and make it their own is everything that you strive to do every time you sit down and try to write a song. And
right,
usually doesn't happen that way. So excited this one connected in that way.
For sure.